The very word secrecy is repugnant in a free and open society. And we are, as a people, inherently and historically opposed to secret societies, to secret oaths, and to secret proceedings. We decided long ago that the dangers of excessive and unwarranted concealment of pertinent facts far outweighed the dangers which are cited to justify it.
How many of us know people who claim to be willing to help fight for the greater good, so long as the effort causes them no inconvenience whatsoever, so long as the effort does not cause them to be seen in any different light by their peers, so long as the effort does not in any way, shape, or form risk their business model or potential income? Is such a person really committed in any way to the fight for the common good? The answer is clearly no. Most will remain sleeping until forced to wake from their reality, which is disintegrating around them. And the vast majority of the human race is currently engaged in countless activities that amount to arranging deck chairs on the Titanic. On top of all the other challenges we face, atmospheric oxygen content is falling steadily. How long can you hold your breath? More on this dire story later in the broadcast, along with a long list of other recent breaking critical stories that most would rather not know. And for the record, a population that doesn't want to know the truth is doomed to a very, very dark fate. This is Dane Wigington with GeoengineeringWatch.org, the weekly edition of the Global Alert News Hour for July 22nd, 2017. As always, this is a commercial-free news hour brought to you by GeoengineeringWatch.org. This show is broadcast on KQMS throughout Northern California on 1670 AM, 104.9 FM, 105.7 FM. Global Alert News is also aired on the East Coast by the PRN Radio Network Saturdays, 2 p.m. Eastern Time. Recordings of the show can be found at geoengineeringwatch.org under the recent top stories and radio sections and on the KQMS archives. Weekly announcement, as always, at Orchard Nutrition, there are free materials if you will simply please review them and put them to use to help educate the population on what our media is not telling us. This includes DVDs that are educational pieces on climate engineering, the lethal vaccination dangers, which our media and medical industrial complex are absolutely not telling us about. Also, a new 20-page full-color glossy climate engineering educational booklet. We simply ask again that you put these materials to use. Finally, at Orchard Nutrition, there are color, glossy, very informative event flyers for the July 28th Red Lion Free Public Awareness event in Redding, California at the Red Lion Hotel. If you live in the Shasta County, Redding area, you can grab some extra flyers to bring to your friends so that they understand what this event is about. It's about critical issues that we are not being told about. Climate engineering, the most recent studies on vaccination dangers that are shocking, peer-reviewed studies that our media is saying absolutely nothing about, and also the unimaginable government criminality and corruption that's going on behind the curtain that will be disclosed by CIA former decorated agent Kevin Shipps. We have Dr. Sherry Tenpenny on the vaccinations. I will be giving an updated presentation, completely updated, on the climate engineering issue and how dire that threat is. Kevin Shipps on the CIA issue. And consider this, if you're a citizen, again, of Redding and Shasta County, do you think it's okay for your North State so-called media sources to completely block out any coverage whatsoever of such important North State public educational events as they have done the last 2 years? No coverage whatsoever of events that had government scientists, 1,000 people in each case total. No coverage because their job, Record Searchlight, KRCR, our North State public media, their job is to cover up events that the power structure does not want the public to know and understand. Come to this event, July 28th, the Red Lion. You can get free materials there as well. The whole event is free. And find out what you didn't want to know, but what you absolutely need to know. This is critical information that our media is doing their best to cover up. Let's consider on the CIA issue, let's consider the following report from Douglas Valentine, published earlier this year, that documented some of the examples of CIA operations and behavior, in this case in Vietnam, but this is just the tip of the iceberg, just an example. From this report, titled The CIA as Organized Crime, How Illegal Operations Corrupt America and the World. In this case, Douglas Valentine, the author of three books on CIA operations, His research into CIA activities began when CIA Director William Colby gave him free access to interview CIA officials who had been involved in various aspects of the Phoenix program in South Vietnam. Again, this is just an example of business as usual for the CIA. It's worse today than ever. Kevin Shipp will reveal the most recent frontline data at the July 28th Reading event. From the report, it continues, it was permission for the CIA that the CIA regretted that they allowed Colby to do these interviews. The CIA would rescind his report, making every effort to impede publication of, quote, the Phoenix program, which documented the CIA's elaborate system of population surveillance, control, entrapment, imprisonment, torture, and assassination in Vietnam. While researching Phoenix, Valentine learned that the CIA allowed opium and heroin to flow from its secret bases in Laos to generals and politicians on its payroll in South Vietnam. His investigations into this illegal activity focused on the CIA's relationship with the federal drug agencies, mandated by Congress to stop illegal drugs from entering the United States. The CIA infiltrated federal drug law enforcement agencies and commandeered their executive management, intelligence, and foreign operations staffs in order to ensure that the flow of drugs continued unimpeded to traffickers and foreign officials in its employ. Shedding light on the systematic dimensions of the CIA's ongoing illegal and extralegal activities, a common theme is the CIA's ability to deceive and propagandize the American public through its impenetrable government-sanctioned shield of official secrecy and plausible deniability. Practices targeting the last population to be subjected to the oppression of the American empire, which is the American people. We are also a target of the CIA's criminality in so many ways. And when we take over Afghanistan and opium production goes through the roof, and now drug addiction, specifically opiate addiction in the U.S., through the roof. Is that simply a coincidence? Connect the dots. On another subject of oppression and eugenics, here's a headline from Down Under. Australian Prime Minister pushes for childcare ban for unvaccinated children. From that report, this is all about eugenics, ultimately. That's what it's about. Let's get to the core of the issue. From this report, unvaccinated children will not be allowed into childcare centers or preschool under a tough new proposal put forward by the federal government in Australia. Malcolm Turnbull has written to state and territory leaders demanding they introduce nationally consistent laws to protect children and has vowed to take the policy to the next council of Australian governments, according to the Sunday Telegraph in Australia. The Prime Minister said all parents deserve to know their children were safe when they dropped them off at daycare or preschool. All of us desperately want to protect our children and grandchildren and other people's children too. Mr. Turnbull, have you looked at the autism stats lately? Have you looked at the most recent peer-reviewed study comparing vaxxed children with unvaxxed children? The vaccinated children, 3,000 times, 30 times more likely to have immune system disorders and allergies, 3,000% more likely. This is not about protecting our children at all. And if vaccinations, ask yourself this, if vaccinations are so effective and so safe, and let's ignore the autism rate and the long list of other health issues that occur when kids are vaccinated, like, for example, in Africa, a statistic I already gave, that the vaccinated children in Africa are 500% more likely to die in their first 5 months of life. Is that about child safety? So let's ignore all of those issues and pretend that vaccinations somehow help. And if they did help, why are parents with vaccinated kids at any risk? If their kids have been vaccinated and are safe, and that's what they chose to do, why would they worry about a child that's not vaccinated if their child is? That doesn't even make sense. And when we look at the stats, the notion that vaccinations are, quote, protecting our children overall is ludicrous. The stats are absolutely shocking. Find out what you don't know, again, at the Reading event on the 28th at the Red Lion. Yet more in the power structure's attempt to decimate populations with this. Edible vaccinations now, a new approach to oral immunization is what this report is titled. So now we're going to make it even easier to consume toxic elements that are harming us because many people are no longer willing to take the jab, the needle in the arm. And you don't know what's in that vial. You can tell yourself all you want that you know what's in that vaccination vial. You don't know. The people injecting you don't know. And let's look at the recent study from Mr. Kennedy and others. They examined 44 vaccinations, 43 of which were packed full of toxic elements that weren't even disclosed, and this is not even taking into account the toxic heavy metals. The only vaccination of the 44 that did not contain extra toxic elements in addition to toxic metals was a veterinary vaccination. Do you really know what's in that vaccination that you're being injected with? Think about it. Here's a subject that official sources never mention, and a danger that's worsening by the day, and from which there's almost no escape. This is an important issue that's surrounding us all, and so few even think about it. What is electrosmog? From this report, electrosmog is the invisible electromagnetic radiation resulting from the use of both wireless technology and electricity. The most common source of wireless electrosmog are cordless phones, cordless baby alarms, mobile cellular phone, masts and towers and transmitters. And again, as I've stated over and over, all the towers with the extensive microwave broadcasting equipment on them that are being erected everywhere around the country are not just being used for cell phone transmitters. How do we know? We know because we can see their effect on precipitation radar maps. These towers are absolutely positively being used for weather modification. There's no question about this. Why are these towers being outfitted with 10 times more service power than they need for cell phone transmission? Because they're part of the weather modification grid. Like a giant HARP, like the HARP transmitter in Alaska, grid being scattered out over the country and throughout the world. There's no question there is much more going on. And we're being bathed in this microwave radio frequency transmission. There is no escape. The report continues, electrosmog is responsible for a condition known as electrosensitivity, ES, or electrohypersensitivity, EHS. Symptoms include headaches, disruptive sleep patterns, chronic fatigue, depression, hypersensitivity, and erratic blood pressure, skin complaints, behavioral patterns in children disrupted. Children, the elderly, and anyone with a lowered immune system are most at risk from the health effects of electrosmog. The health effects from electrosmog can take 10 to 20 years to fully manifest themselves. However, for some, the effect can appear immediately. Research shows that between 3% and 5% of the general population are ES sufferers. In Sweden, for example, 285,000 people, 3% of the population, are registered as ES and get disability from the government. Do we get that here? Do we even hear about this here? Nobody, no official sources say anything about the dangers of being bathed in electrosmog, radio frequency microwave signals, and they're ramping it up still. And the dangers from 5G cannot be overstated. And we must ask ourselves, if 5G radiation microwave transmissions are used for crowd control with very devastating effects to the human body, why is this going forward in our country? And why is the population, our population, so incredibly asleep at the wheel? It's time to wake up. The walls are closing in very rapidly. Here's more. In Germany, more than 37,000 people, including 1,000 medical professionals, have signed the Freiburger Appeal, calling on the German government to take action in the face of rapidly growing health issues that they attribute to electrosmog. In the Netherlands, a Dutch scientific study, the TNO report, set out to prove that electrosmog had no effect on human tissue. The results were completely the opposite. Again, they set out to try to disprove this, and the results 180 from what they intended, what some industry officials, I'm sure, intended for them to find, and came as a surprise to all the scientists. Electrosmog was devastating. In Austria, the city of Salzburg has declared a maximum emission level of 0.6 volts per meter, approximately 1% of UK reference levels. 1%. So here we have a country that recognizes the danger and has a limit that's 1% of what other NATO Western countries allow, like our country. If something's a threat, you just simply raise the, quote, safe level. What did they do after Fukushima? they raised the quote-unquote safe level of radiation exposure 10,000%. Not hard to see through this. We're all frogs in boiling water at this point, literally. Now let's revisit the increasingly lethal UV radiation issue that's also getting worse by the day and also being covered up by all official agencies and our media. And we would all do well to pay attention to our own senses on this matter. How intense does the sun feel on our skin, on exposed surfaces, for example? The ozone layer is being torn to shreds from many forms of human activity, but mathematically speaking, the largest single source of destruction to the ozone layer by far is the ongoing climate engineering operations, which includes the constant atmospheric bombardment of radio frequency microwave transmissions, as I just outlined in the previous reports. Many ask how such a severe UV radiation problem can be hidden in plain sight, because the majority of the population are still unwilling to face the truth, as I outlined in the beginning of this broadcast. Official UV metering agencies, including NASA, don't even measure the full UV spectrum. And you can't find what you're intentionally not looking for, can you? Official agencies only measure the UV spectrum down to the 300 nanometer bandwidth range. Nothing below that is measured. And what does this mean? It means that the most lethal spectrums of UV radiation go completely unchecked by design. DNA-altering bands of UV radiation, including UVC, which is the last band of UV radiation before X-ray. To be clear, on the record, a reminder message and conclusion from the former NASA veteran engineer that's working directly for geoengineeringwatch.org. He has stated on the current course and at the current rate of ozone layer destruction, he estimates the total ozone layer, that total ozone layer collapse will occur in 8 years. If that happens, game over. If the human race had no other existential challenges to face but ozone layer collapse, this issue alone will decide our collective futures. And now, let's add back in the mountain of other challenges we face. The oceans are dying, the forests are dying, our climate system is disintegrating overall. Climate engineering toxifying every breath we take, and now ozone layer collapse on top. We're in a very dark corner. How did the horizon get so bleak? And there's, of course, many reasons. A global power structure that is clinically insane. More importantly, populations that generally don't want to know the truth, who want to remain as deeply in denial as they can possibly be. And let's not forget the order followers that will do whatever they're told so long as it provides a paycheck and a pension. And there are legions of order followers. So when you're watching the political orchestrated theater on any of the major networks, including Fox, CNN, MSNBC, Glenn Beck, it doesn't matter. While you're caught up in that theater, understand the sand in the hourglass is running out by the day. So back to the order followers. Should we not consider that we prosecuted the Nazi order followers? Why are we exempt in the U.S.? And when will the public hold the order followers accountable? And that doesn't, there's no separation from military order followers that are giving no regard to the morality of what they're being told to do, or agency order followers like we have everywhere, including in Northern California and Redding, who are systematically covering up the heavy metal contamination that is occurring here, not disclosing it to the public, and to the order followers in the media who do whatever they're told. And there are some large stories brewing I have from one source that I absolutely trust on what some of our North State media has tried to cover up with local corruption here in Redding, of which there is no shortage of, I assure you. These stories will come to light, and those in the media who have done their best to hide crimes on many levels and on many subjects, the public should, must, hold them legally and morally accountable. Back to the media's political theater, the Trump Russia political theater campaign of mass distraction is working on so many people. So many people getting caught up in the usual power structure orchestrated distractions while the biosphere implodes and the military-industrial complex rampages around the globe. And I'm not defending Trump in any way, shape, or form. He is simply a part of the orchestration. It's all theater, as was the case with Obama, as was the case with the Clintons, all designed to keep the public's eye off of what really matters. If you're caught up in that theater, you're missing the point. Here's a few headlines. It took Obama more than 2 years to kill as many civilians as the Trump administration has killed in 6 months. Do we see that on the news? No, we don't. From that report, civilian deaths in Iraq and Syria from coalition strikes were roughly 80 per month during the Obama White House, compared to roughly 360 per month during the Trump administration. Business as usual. Where was Mr. Trump's commitment to stop such carnage and such provoking activity toward World War III? What happened to that? What happened to Mr. Trump's commitment to pursue the crimes of Hillary Clinton? Gone. Never mentioned. Nobody says anything. Because Trump is part of the orchestrated drama. Final statement from this report. According to investigations recently conducted, at least 2,300 civilians were killed by coalition strikes from 2015 until the end of Obama's term. But as of July 13th, roughly 6 months into the Trump's presidency, over 2,200 civilians have died from coalition strikes. 2,200. Do we hear anything about that here? Nothing. Our media tells us nothing, and for the most part, the American population doesn't want to know. Also, a record number of civilians killed in Afghanistan this year. All countries we were occupying, all countries that were named by Brzezinski as being part of the global chessboard, countries that were targets for the U.S. empire to take down in pursuit of resources and control, and that's what it's about. It has nothing to do with democracy, as I've stated so many times. Also, after the false flag event of 9/11, 1 week later, General Wesley Clark stating on the record, every country that would be taken down and has been. Americans simply, unfortunately, don't yet want to know the truth. And what happens to countries that fight U.S. policy? Here's an interesting side note. A deadly magnitude 6.7 quake strikes Turkey, causing a tsunami along the Turkish coast and Greek islands. It's no secret. There's growing friction between Turkey and the U.S. NATO powers. No secret at all. Let's backtrack. 2010, Pakistan showed resistance to U.S. policy, almost immediately found its country buried under record flooding. Thailand, 2011, showed resistance to a U.S. request to set up an airfield that they knew was for weather modification. They refused to allow that airfield. Almost immediately, Thailand buried in record flooding. Same thing occurred in, we see, Haiti, which we had an attempt for the U.S. to occupy immediately after a devastating earthquake that even institutions like MIT reported very anomalous atmospheric heating directly above the epicenter before that quake. Also, MIT reported above the Japanese quake. We know we have ionosphere heaters that can beam tremendously powerful. And as astounding as this is for people to believe that this capability is there, the technology is there. The science makes clear that it's real. So when we have ionosphere heaters, massive ground-based radio frequency microwave transmissions, again, as I covered earlier in this broadcast, that can be bounced off the atmosphere and back down into Earth's strata. What happens when you microwave unimaginable amounts of energy into regions, seismically sensitive regions, that then heat that strata? What can happen? Seismic activity can happen, and it is happening. And is it a coincidence that so many countries, if they show resistance to U.S. policy, find themselves hit with some sort of natural disaster almost immediately? And let's look at Japan again. What happened before the 2011 Japanese quake, in which, again, MIT reported unexplainable, anomalous, atmospheric, extreme heating directly above the epicenter in the days prior to the quake? Look it up. Don't believe me. Look up MIT atmospheric heating, Japanese earthquake. And you'll find their reports. So is it just a coincidence that prior to that devastating disaster in Japan, that Japan was beginning to ally with its regional partners? After that disaster, as I reported in more depth on a previous program, Japan did anything the U.S. wanted them to do. Completely in the hip pocket of the U.S. Is that just a coincidence? I would argue no. This is using nature as a weapon. And that's absolutely been the agenda of the U.S. power structure for a very, very long time. Look up the document owning the weather, U.S. military document owning the weather, stating the U.S. military's desire and objective to completely control Earth's life support systems. Let's continue with another headline. What happens to empires when they decline? They become extremely desperate. And that's what we're seeing. Here's a recent report. Pentagon study declares American empire is collapsing. This report demands massive expansion of military-industrial complex to maintain global, quote, access to resources. That's what the report states. What's the Trump administration doing? Exactly that. What have I reported again and again, and what does the evidence clearly reveal over and over? That all the carnage being created in countless countries around the globe is not about freedom. It's not about democracy. It's about resources for the empire. The report continues. The U.S. Department of Defense is waking up to the collapse of American primacy and the rapid unraveling of the international order created by U.S. power after the Second World War. An order means control. Doesn't mean anything benevolent. It's malevolent in nature. An extraordinary new Pentagon study has concluded that the U.S.-backed international order established after World War II, and what established that order, dropping two nuclear bombs on innocent civilians, so the whole world knew that the U.S. not only had nuclear weapons but was willing to use them, and thus giving the U.S. enough power to ensure that the dollar would be the global reserve currency, which ensured that the central bankers in the U.S. would be able to print whatever they wanted for whatever they wanted. Connect all the dots. Connect the dots. Report continues. The international order established after World War II is fraying and may even be collapsing, quote, leading the United States to lose its position of primacy in world affairs. The report continues. The solution proposed to protect U.S. power in this new, quote, post-primacy environment is, however, more of the same. More surveillance, more propaganda, as I mentioned at the beginning of this show from the CIA, strategic manipulation of perceptions. We are a nation of programmed individuals. The report continues. And more military expansionism. Exactly what we see happening, exactly what we see Mr. Trump doing. Obama did the same, Clinton's did the same, but it's worse now than ever. The document concludes that the world has entered a fundamentally new phase of transformation in which U.S. power is in decline. International order is unraveling, and the authority of governments everywhere is crumbling. We have 2 to 3 dozen countries around the world right now descending into chaos. That will continue. As the biosphere collapses, organized society will collapse with it. And the military-industrial complex will and is becoming more desperate and more dangerous than ever. Final statements from this report. Having lost its past status of preeminence, the U.S. now inhabits a dangerous, unpredictable, post-primacy world whose defining feature is, quote, resistance to authority. The report provides a detailed breakdown of how the DOD, Department of Defense, perceives this order to be rapidly unraveling, with the Pentagon being increasingly outpaced by world events. Warning that, quote, global events will happen faster than the DOD is currently equipped to handle, end quote. The study concludes that the U.S., quote, can no longer count on the unassailable position of dominance, supremacy, or preeminence it enjoyed for the 20-plus years after the fall of the Soviet Union. Final statements. So weakened is U.S. power that it can no longer even, quote, automatically generate consistent and sustained local military superiority at range. It's not just U.S. power that is in decline. The U.S. Army War College study concludes that, and that's where this came from, by the way, the Army War College, their study. Final statement from them, quote, all states and traditional political authority structures are under increasing pressure from introgenous and extrogenous forces. The fracturing of the post-Cold War global system is accompanied by the international fraying of the political, social, and economic fabric of practically all states. And what's underlying all of this? The implosion of the biosphere. industrialized, militarized society was never sustainable. And even now, with the biosphere imploding around us, signs visible everywhere, massive fires, climate cataclysms, overhead spraying from a desperate power structure that's trying to control what can't be controlled, and also accomplishing other agendas in the process, the toxification of societies, which weakens societies' health, their cognitive ability, and makes them easier to control. All part of the agenda. All becoming more dire and desperate by the day. We have the other fallout from industrialized society, like Fukushima and the Fukushima power plant. Just to remind, an update from that issue, of which there are countless such cataclysms occurring around the globe on top of everything else I've already covered. Short report on Fukushima. Fukushima, the crisis that never ends. Does our media tell us about Fukushima ever? How many people in America think that Fukushima's all over and done? Ended happily ever after? Anything but. From that report, fury at Fukushima, over 1 billion pounds of nuclear waste will be, quote, dumped into the sea. Top officials state the decision has already been made. The solution is to pour radioactive liquid into the ocean. That's a solution? Final statement, toxic radioactive water will cause devastations. All over the globe, this is happening. The notion that we could continue business as usual, which is the message we get from the Trump administration and other previous administrations, the Make America Great Again, which means pump up the military for all the reasons I've already cited, not about freedom or democracy, but about invading any remaining country that might have needed resources for the empire. If that's what Make America Great Again means, oppressing other countries, taking their resources, killing their innocent populations, I want nothing to do with that. Nothing. And this is my country as well. Don't subscribe to that sort of tyranny and insanity because it feels good to be a part of the tribe. And if you're operating on tribalism, which I'll get to later in this broadcast, you've abandoned your morality. It's that simple. Governments may be seriously underestimating the risk of crop disasters occurring. This is a headline, by the way. In major farming regions around the world, a new study states from that report. The newly published research by the Met Office scientists use advanced climate modeling to show that extreme weather events are devastating food production. That's happening now. It's happening right now. And we should remember that there can be no legitimate discussion about the climate or the state of the climate without first and foremost including climate engineering, which all of academia is ignoring because they're being threatened, because they're being muzzled, because their paychecks and pensions depend on them not mentioning it. And for those who have bought the false headlines that somehow climate scientists profit from stating how badly the climate system is damaged, that couldn't be further from the truth. And the Trump administration and their muzzling of, firing of climate scientists is a glaring testimony to that fact. NOAA scientists and National Weather Service scientists all illegally gag ordered right now. Is that a sign that speaking out about the deadly or the dire state of the climate is a beneficial career decision? Of course not. Get rid of the ideology, dump the tribalism, face the truth. Here's some headlines to back up all of this. This is recent from yesterday, I believe. 2017 is so unexpectedly warm, it is, quote, freaking out climate scientists. From that report, extremely remarkable, end quote. 2017 heads toward a record for hottest year without an El Nino episode. We are in uncharted territory, free-falling into what is scientifically described as an abrupt climate shift. Climate engineering is further fueling this process in the attempt to cover it up, in the attempt to use weather as a weapon until the bitter, brutal end. This is where we're heading. Planetary omnicide. Another headline. UK's largest listed asset manager fears temperatures will rise faster than expected. I've said this for well over a decade because the data dictated this, that the actual frontline reality is far worse than anything being officially reported. It's far worse than anything Mr. Gore said. We're about to find that out. More headlines. Schroeder issues climate change warning. Asset managers again recognizing the fact that the planet is imploding. So the financial world is waking up to this as well. Another headline. Flights are going to cost you more because of climate change. Again, no mention of climate engineering, which is an omission of the truth. From that report, another consequence of climate change, you can expect your plane ticket to cost more. As the air heats up, it becomes less dense. Thinner air means an airplane wing generates less lift. A Columbia University Earth Institute study titled "The Impacts of Rising Temperatures on Aircraft Takeoff Performance," end quote, suggests that airlines will have to limit passengers, cargo, and fuel to take off during certain hours. And that raises costs. What have I said on previous programs about the pilots I'm communicating with, former Gulfstream pilots and commercial pilots? They are seeing only positive temperature anomalies at altitude, hotter than normal, always. No negative anomalies, only positive. And now this is rising to the surface. It's going to affect the cost of flying. Another headline. 26,000 evacuated as more than 120 wildfires in British Columbia are worsening as the fires enter a third week. We also have the massive Yosemite fire still going. Feedback loops. This is important to remember. And on the wildfires, the single greatest causal factor, not the only causal factor by any means, but the single greatest causal factor must be considered climate engineering. Climate engineering has disrupted the hydrological cycle, the rain cycle, destroyed the ozone layer, which is frying the trees, toxified the rain, so bioavailable metals are killing the root systems on the trees. It's creating much more dry lightning, and it's coating the tree's foliage with an incendiary dust. From every direction, climate engineering is radically fueling the out-of-control wildfires, which then fuel feedback loops, which then radically worsen the runaway climate shift which we are in right now. All that CO2 enters the atmosphere. We have soot that migrates to the northern latitudes and settles on ice, making it dark, melting the ice faster. As the ice melts, especially over the oceans heat radically faster. That heats methane on the sea floors. Methane rises to the surface, goes into the atmosphere, covers the planet like a layer of glass, trapping the heat. Feedback loops, many, many of them already triggered. Can't just turn them off now. More headlines. Adriatic fires prompt evacuations in Montenegro and Croatia. We don't hear about that here. From that report, fires have raged along the Adriatic coast for days, prompting tourists and residents to flee the peninsula in Montenegro. Strong northerly winds and weeks of hot temperatures have made the situation more acute. Other countries in southern Europe are battling fierce fires as well. Another headline. Back to the cover-up of how bad it really is. Satellite glitches masked true sea level rise for decades. What's happening with headlines like this? Because there are many, as I've reported in previous programs over recent weeks. Programs or headlines, reports that state it's much worse than we thought. Across the board, from sea level rise to warming, much worse than we thought. That's because the data was being systematically hidden, as I also outlined in this show and others, systematically hidden to mask the true severity of what's unfolding from the population until the last possible moment to avoid panic, while making the situation far worse. Instead of facing the problem, the power structure has attempted to cover it up, continue using weather as a weapon, continue business as usual decimation of the biosphere from countless sources. And the biggest single polluter on the planet, by the way, is the U.S. military industrial complex. So in an attempt to keep business as usual, we are now truly painted into a corner. The climate science community is starting to show some courage and expose the fact that things are much worse than we thought. And I'm not asking anyone to believe me. I'm asking you to dump your preconception, your bias, your ideology, your tribalism, and look at facts. Look at facts, because none of those four traits that I just named will save you. They won't save you. Look through a clear lens. Very difficult for the human species. Very programmable species. Very difficult to break that programming, but it can be done with the most sincere effort. It can be done. More headlines, or an extension of the report I just named. Revised tallies confirm that the rate of sea level rise is accelerating as Earth warms and ice sheets thaw. Oceans don't rise on a cooling planet. Ice doesn't melt and raise ocean levels on a cooling planet. You don't have thermal expansion. The oceans rise also simply from being warmer. Warmer oceans take up more space. Another headline, rising seas spark tobacco-style lawsuits in California. From that report, several flood-prone municipalities in California, they're flooding because the oceans are rising. Look it up. Nobody's fabricating this. The photos are there. You can see it with your own eyes. So dump the preconceptions. Flood-prone municipalities in California filed the first of their kind lawsuits against fossil fuel companies this week as they attempt to recoup the cost of coping with rising seas. The suits point to indisputable climate science and decades of industry efforts to mar that science. Experts liken the legal complaints to those brought against the tobacco industry in decades past, which succeeded by alleging that the use of anti-science tactics to mask the dangers of their product. That's exactly what's happening here. Compared to the tobacco companies that denied there was any problem with cigarette smoke, same type of motive happening here. More headlines. Only asking people to investigate these headlines, not to believe me. Look for yourself. Dump your preconceptions. Yes, we all love to hate Al Gore. How does that change reality? How does that change reality? That we hate Al Gore so much that we ignore reality. That's irrational and illogical. Please just research what I'm saying. Don't believe me. Let me go through a list of headlines here from last week alone. All from last week. This is from National Geographic. Sea level rise, and not that they tell the truth all the time either, by the way, but these headlines are simply too big to hide, or National Geographic would hide them also. Sea level rise will flood hundreds of cities in the near future. From CBS News, U.S. communities will face chronic flooding as sea levels rise. All these from last week. Another headline, sea level rise is overtaking South Florida, from Business Insider magazine. Another headline, study maps out devastating effects of sea level rise on South Florida. That's from the Miami Herald. Another headline from the UK Independent, Earth could become practically ungovernable if sea levels keep rising. Another headline, all from last week, widespread chaos to follow rising sea levels, warns NASA. Not that we believe NASA all the time at all, nor should we. NASA is a branch of the military-industrial complex. But as I've stated for over a decade, there will come a point when reality can no longer be hidden. We are at that point, and it's going to get worse fast. Another headline, higher seas to flood dozens of U.S. cities, study says. Another headline, sea level rise to flood major U.S. cities, from EcoWatch. There are many more. I'm giving an example, all from last week. You can't hide this. And for those who, for reasons we can all speculate on, are towing the line, towing the official narrative for the climate engineers and the power structure, those who pretend to be fighting for the greater good in the alternative news community, but yet again, tow the official narrative that the planet is cooling, that there is no biosphere damage, that is so patently absurd. The same people have said there's no sea level rise, the land is all just sinking everywhere. If you believe something that absurd, you need to seriously recheck your reality. Climate engineering is making all of this worse. And if you help the climate engineers to hide climate engineering by pretending the planet's not in total meltdown, which is one of the primary goals of climate engineering, you're part of the problem. Please look in the mirror, look at the facts, and have a solid basis for the conclusions you've come to. Conclusions should not be built on ideology, bias, preconception, and tribalism. Again, more on tribalism in a few moments, because that's a radical part, huge part of our problem. Another headline from the Union of Concerned Scientists. They have stated this. The San Francisco Bay Area faces sea level rise and chronic inundation. It's just beginning. How much can oceans rise? Many don't understand the totality of sea level rise that's already baked into the system. If every human activity was shut off today, including climate engineering, at minimum, based on some of the best frontline reports, these are not well-published reports, but it's the best frontline data, there was likely 80 to 100 feet, 80 to 100 feet of sea level rise baked in. If all forms of human decimation to the planet stopped today, how much total sea level rise will happen when all the Earth's ice deposits melt? There's about 197 feet of sea level rise built into Antarctica, and that's underway. The Larsen Sea Shelf just collapsed. That will start the land-based ice moving off quicker. All of these systems accelerating for the reason of the feedback loops, which I mentioned earlier. 21 to 24 feet of sea level rise built into Greenland. 10 to 15 feet of sea level rise built into the rest of the Earth's ice deposits. That's a lot of cities underwater. And it's coming. And it only takes a small fraction of that to cause immense societal disruption and climate refugees. It's already happening. It's already happening. What's the state of the global weather? Right now, what we see is a very, very concentrated effort by the climate engineers to engineer over the poles because they're trying to hide the fact that the ice is imploding. I comb NASA satellite data imagery every day. And the chemical ice nucleation efforts are profound there. It's very visible. Look at the post I recently put up about the ice nucleation over the polar regions. It's on under the recent column and top stories column of geoengineeringwatch.org. And look at those photographs because it's very visible when they're chemically ice nucleating the sea surface in a desperate and destructive attempt to mask the severity of the problem while fueling the problem at the same time until the last possible moment to keep populations from panicking. Instead of facing the problem and doing something about it, which goes back many decades, because those in power knew what was happening. The military-industrial complex and the fossil fuel industry knew what was happening, but they did everything they could to keep business as usual. And for those who try to remain in their denial by saying, quote, they, the central bankers, the power structure, would never do this to themselves, wake up. Wake up. Addiction does not consider consequences. Does a drug addict consider the consequences from their addiction? No. They simply cling to their addiction. That is especially true when it comes to power and control. Consider that. So the state of the weather today, we see a pattern we've seen recently when the ice began to implode, 2007, 2012, and years in between. Massive high-pressure dome built over the west, frying the west to spin the jet stream clockwise and pump some cool air into the eastern seaboard where the most populated regions of the U.S. are to continue the confusion and division as to the true state of the climate. Short-term toxic cool-downs in exchange for worsened long-term warming and cooling regions with the most U.S. population in it to continue the climate confusion. This is climate engineering. And anybody who claims to be fighting climate engineering who doesn't acknowledge the short-term toxic chemical ice-nucleated cool-downs, of which we posted tremendous amount of data on at geoengineeringwatch.org, anybody who claims to be fighting climate engineering who doesn't acknowledge that aspect of climate engineering is a part of the problem. Another headline, as I stated earlier, this relates to the climate scientist. Trump just nominated a climate change skeptic to USDA's top science post. Stack the deck with people who are there only to facilitate the fossil fuel industry and the military-industrial complex to hide the problem until the last possible moment. That's what's happening. And who is Trump's nominee? He's a 25-year U.S. Air Force veteran who's there to serve, again, the military-industrial complex, the fossil fuel industry, and the power structure. That's why. With all the headlines I just read, the appointing of people who would deny the reality of cities being inundated already all over the globe, of ice collapsing all over the globe, of temperatures going off the scale, fires going off the scale, to deny all that reality. And a population who chooses to believe that, and not only believe it, but to wave their flags of support blindly, tribalism. That's what we're talking about, tribalism, blind tribalism. That leads to a very dark place. More on that again in a few moments. So on that note, let's get to the bottom line, a bottom line headline, a bottom line scenario that will determine our future. Recent report, Scripps Institute, global oxygen levels are dropping in major cities and oceans. It's a report from Dr. Joe Rahm, senior fellow at the American Progress Institute, founding editor of Climate Progress, PhD in physics from MIT. This report states, we live in an ocean of air, just like sea creatures live in an ocean of water. All living creatures, plants, animals, and humans live in the troposphere, which is the lowest level of the atmosphere that surrounds the Earth, in a very thin and fragile layer. The amount of oxygen is delicately balanced with the amount of CO2 and a mysterious formula that has taken millions of years to evolve to where it is today. Upsetting that balance creates havoc in all kinds of ways and in many directions. Phytoplankton has declined. This report states by 40%. Frontline reports, current reports show 50 to 60%. Let's keep that in mind. It's much worse than this report states. Plankton has declined and was supplying half the world's oxygen. But ocean oxygen levels and atmospheric oxygen levels are dropping precipitously. And let's consider this. Listen carefully. 2 or 3 percentage points will end all life on the planet. This process is in many ways already irreversible and is happening rapidly, as is evidenced by worldwide beachings of contaminated, suffocating ocean life forms. But governments, bought and paid for by CEOs, block all attempts to correct this, potentially the most serious issues facing mankind today. That's what the political system is designed to do, to serve the corporate, military, medical, industrial, fossil fuel industrial complex, and to hide reality from the population as long as possible, and a population who is all too willing to have it hidden. So let's consider again, if you're caught up in the orchestrated theater of political tribalism and mass distraction, you're completely missing the point. The planet's life support systems are failing, and so many are blindly waving their flags while refusing to question or let alone investigate the actions of the government, and are thus also refusing to investigate the frontline facts that will very soon dictate our very survival on this once thriving planet. And such people are, again, behaving as mindless, programmed tribal members. Such primitive behavior will not save us. Rather, it will ensure our common demise. This kind of blind tribal behavior will also ensure a mathematically certain near-term planetary omnicide. All of us need to constantly clear the lenses through which we look at the world so that we may see the world clearly, not through the colored lens of bias, preconception, and tribal ideology. We must collectively face and embrace the challenges that are closing in on us from every direction, not hide from them. Again, blind tribalism is all too often built around deep-rooted fear and insecurity, and such polarized, irrational mindsets are increasingly ruling the day. Again, we would do well to consider and remember, if the current course of self-destruction is not corrected, our remaining time on this planet will be unimaginably short. We must all make every possible effort we can to eliminate our programming, to free ourselves from the tribal mentality tendencies, and to look at the world through an untainted lens. Doing so is an obligation that we must all bear. We must all be willing to fully face the truth. We must all be willing to do our part for the greater good. Anything less is not enough. Our time is running out. The facts presented on this program, although unpleasant, are necessary to know, are necessary to understand, are necessary to consider if reasonable, accurate, verifiable conclusions are to be arrived at. How can we possibly come to correct conclusions without an honest, researched investigation of the facts? And this doesn't take a tremendous amount of time. It truly doesn't. The most important aspect, again, is to eliminate our preconceptions, our biases, our ideology, and our tribalism, all of which affect our societies to a much greater degree than any of us would like to admit. What will you do today? Will you re-examine what you thought you knew? What will you do to help sound the alarm for the greater good? What will you do to help alter the current course of certain near-term planetary omnicide? It's never too late to do the right thing. Doing the right thing because it's the right thing to do, not because you're guaranteed a specific result. Life holds no such guarantees. Start by fully opening your eyes so that the full horizon can be seen and the ramifications fully understood. Then what do? Check the homepage of geoengineeringwatch.org for activist suggestions. That's a start. Very detailed suggestions as to what you can do to make a difference for the greater good. Suggestions that could help you, any one of us, to be the final grain of sand that tilts the scale in the right direction. Make your voice heard while it still matters. Until next week, this is Dane Wigington with Geoengineering Watch. www.freethinkers.org.